I was eager to leave Rome, fearing what might yet occur. Riding both as far as Lyon, then on to Fontainebleau. I couldn't wait to be working, to be working, to be working, to be working, to be working.
I was then told to join the king's train while he reviewed my circumstance for some weeks.
I trailed behind the court, trotting across France. I couldn't wait
to be working, to be working, to be working.
Finally, I was informed that arrangements had been made, and the fees were very generous, though I was never paid. The king granted me a castle in which to work and live, which caused no end of trouble, since it wasn't his to give. Then I just got set up ready to begin.
When the king and all his court came swanning in.
The king, seeing me in overalls, said, "A man as great as you should leave the work to others. Just tell them what to do,
them what to do, them what to do." And when he left, I started working.
I began sculpting silver statues of gods and goddesses, tried my hand at working in bronze. Next I designed a salt cellar with two figures entwined, representing the sea, embracing the land. Soon these works were done and many more planned.
I have often since longed to be back at my castle in the realm of the French king.
I gathered together goldsmiths, sculptors, specialists in how to smelt and cast, till the great walls sang with creativity. Parapets rang with the sounds of our industry, each work more ambitious than the last.
In this way, 4 sweet years passed, and I've often since longed to be back at my castle in the realm of the French king. I was made a lord. Awarded papers of French nationality by that king's grace, and I shall keep those documents with me wherever I go, no matter where I end my days.
The entrance to Fontainebleau, adorned with satyrs, lizards, birds, and plants. So many works, a silver vase, a huge statue of the great god Mars. I am grateful to have been given this chance to complete these works by the king of France.
And I've often since longed to be back at my castle in the realm of the French king.
Due to the war with those English devils, seeing the stress the king was under, I decided to leave. And as I rode through France, heard the crackling of thunder, hailed the sighs of cannibals fell. Trees were stripped and smashed away, cattle were killed, and it was dark with flashes of fire like Judgment Day.
Riding through hell as the rain fell in torrents, the sun only shone as I entered my hometown of Florence.
I went to see my sister and all her family. We spent days in celebration till a mood came over me.
I couldn't wait.